92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Really well. You know, television shows, and that's what this is, it's a television show. It's a long one, but it's a television show. They usually take a while to find their footing. And this one really hasn't. You know, week one was good enough. Week two was better. I thought week three was even better based on what I've seen. So they've really tapped into a pretty interesting television broadcast. And as long as it's an option for Monday Night Football, and it won't be for the next few weeks, but as long as it's an option for Monday Night Football, it'll definitely be the way I consume Monday Night Football.
Story number two.
Remember John Jones got arrested last week?
Yes.
In Las Vegas, and it was a domestic battery charge and then tampering with evidence. And we were like, what is going on here? Well, we got some explanations on what happened. Have you read about this yet?
No.
My man got a little bit out of hand, it appears. So he was out in Las Vegas celebrating one of his fights being inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back in the room at his hotel around 5 o'clock in the morning. That means you've been getting after it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not telling you I never walked into a room.
No, after 5 o'clock, come on.
But that means you've been getting after it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when he got back to the room, it appears, according to his partner, who is also the mother of his three children, that he was in a, quote, bad mood. And at some point, she gets up and walks downstairs and goes to the front desk or a security guard and asks to get a key to, like, basically, like, I'm locked out of my room. I need to get a new key to get in my room. So they're like, and they notice her lip is swollen and there's blood on it. And they're like, ma'am, are you okay? And she said, well, she starts crying. And she said, well, I'm a little worried to go back to my room. And the guard then, and then the kid, one of the kids is down there with her in the middle of the night. And the kid asked the security guard, can you call the cops? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Your own kid asking the guard to call the cops on you? Because that's what happened to John Jones. So the cops are called. They find him outside. And if he resists arrest, he's considering, sort of joking around, like, maybe I should fight all of you police officers at the same time just to see if I could do it. He decided against that, wisely. But after he was handcuffed, he did headbutt the hood of a police car.
That's not smart.
That's not smart, Bennett.
Sounds like it would hurt.
I wouldn't headbutt a car.
No, I wouldn't want to do that to myself.
That's not what I'm doing.
No, like, you're already in a pretty bad spot.
Like, I wouldn't advise headbutting a cop either.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. But at least if you're trying to fight somebody and hurt somebody other than yourself, you could maybe hurt a cop doing that, if that were your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be your goal, but if that were your goal, who are you hurting if you hit by a police car?
Yourself.
That's just you. You're not hurting, like, you're damaging a police car, but a police car is not hurt. You're only hurting yourself. What are you doing?
This story's disappointing as hell.
Probably goes hand in hand with being out till 5. Although, like, I've been out.
I was a fan. I was a John Jones fan.
Listen, I've never been out till 5 in the morning and then headbutt a cop car or anything. I've never headbutt anything. I just, if I'm out till 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I do? I just go to sleep. I'm tired, you know? I go into my hotel room. I just go to sleep. I'm sleepy.
That's the best idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just sleepy, you know? It's time to call it a night.
Yes.
It's time to call it a night.
Absolutely.
Never occurred to me to start headbutting cop cars. So then, of course, the cops see this woman. She's got the busted lip, blood on it. So they decide to go look in the room. Blood on the sheets. You know, blood just like, clearly there was an altercation. How serious it was, I can't speak to that. But obviously an altercation. And so he was arrested. And that is the latest John Jones story. This guy is so immensely talented.
Oh, he's one of the best ever.
One of the best ever. Yep. And yet, what he will ultimately be remembered as the guy who was one of the best ever, but who couldn't stop having out-of-the-octagon issues. He's tested positive for coke. He's had a DUI hit and run where he injured a 25-year-old pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now this incident with the mother of his children that led to him headbutting a cop car in the middle of the night in Las Vegas. Just a lot of stuff going on. He seems like he needs a little bit of help.
Story number three.
Richard Sherman reportedly going to work out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rich get richer, or is it old Richard Sherman?
See, the thing is that team is so loaded that it almost like seems like he doesn't necessarily have to be old Richard Sherman. Like, if he could come
no,
in
no,
and be
no, 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 no. What I mean is this. Is this a case of the richer getting richer because they're getting Richard Sherman, mm-hmm. or it's just an old man Richard Sherman who's not an impactful football player anymore?
I'm going to go with Rich getting richer because I just think, again, like, this guy, he doesn't have to be incredible because of all the talent on that team, I feel like. I feel like he's going to fit in. Kind of like how Josh Norman in San Francisco, who had been good, he's hurt now, but he's been good the first couple weeks, and he's an older, you know, cornerback. But I think it's a good fit for him.
They seem to be a place where you can bring in somebody who has had some issues and get them to fit in and calm down.
Yes,
because he had a pretty scary incident this summer.
You ain't kidding.
Where he was threatening to kill himself, then went to his in-law's house, was trying to fight his father-in-law. Got arrested for that, DUI as well. You know, he's still subject to the NFL's personal conduct policy. So even if he signs with Tampa Bay, it is likely that he will face some sort of suspension. But Tampa Bay has brought in Antonio Brown, and the issues, like, we could all say that we thought it was going to blow up, but it just hasn't yet.
No, it hasn't.
You know, he's kept it between the lines. And so maybe Richard Sherman can do the same thing. And to your point, he didn't have to be great there. Like, they do need depth, mm-hmm. and they do have, you know, they've got some injuries in their secondary right now, and, you know, and it's not the best secondary in the NFL.
No.
But he didn't have to be all pro Richard Sherman. He just has to be somebody who can play some for you, make a tackle here and there. And he is, I think, still at the age of 33, probably capable of that. And obviously Tampa Bay believes the same thing. That's why they are bringing him in.
Story number four.
LeBron James, our king, publicly acknowledged today for the first time he is indeed a fully vaccinated human. In fact, the LA Lakers acknowledged today that they are 100% vaccinated as an NBA basketball team. Congratulations to them.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they got championship aspirations, and that's the first step to making that happen.
LeBron had said that he initially had some skepticism, but that he did his research. I guess that's the go-to line for everybody now. Let me help you for a second. Here's what your research should be, by the way. Talk to your doctor.
Yeah, just talk to your doctor.
Yeah, you know? Like, I don't research high cholesterol. I don't know anything about it. I just know my doctor tells me I have it, I should take a pill. I go, okay, sounds good to me. I trust you. You're a doctor. I don't know. I just spent my whole life trusting my doctor.
Yeah, I do respect the humility of admitting that that you had to think about it and whatnot, because, you know, that we had the quotes from, I guess, was it summer or was it like a year ago when he wouldn't talk about it, said it was personal, right. Whatnot. I appreciate him coming out and saying that.
Yeah. Now, I would prefer him to have been more active, because he's a highly influential person, to be more out in front of it and enthusiastic about it the way, say, Damian Lillard was yesterday. Because Damian Lillard was great yesterday. LeBron did not do that today. LeBron stopped short of telling people, and I wish you, if you're out there, would go do what I just did. I am a relatively young, healthy person, but I know that this is what's best for me, and I know what's best for my family, and I would encourage you all to do this. He stopped short of that. He wouldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he intentionally did not go there, said everybody needs to make their own decisions. So that's a little disappointing. But whatever gets you where you need to be, however long it takes you to get there, it's better than the alternative. You know, I've got some, you know, people in my own family who still aren't vaccinated, and they won't even listen. Like, they don't even take the time to do the research. I wish I could show you these text message threads that makes me sad that these people are related to me and so willfully ignorant and unwilling to listen or even try to learn. It's forever frustrating. I mean, it is dumber than you have no idea how dumb it is. I mean, if I told you the stories, you'd be like, what? There's no way somebody or an actual adult said that. But there is. And so wherever LeBron James was initially with the vaccine, he got to the right place. And that's better than too many Americans, because we still got too many people who are unwilling to get to the right place. So, you know, would I have liked LeBron to say more? Sure. Would it have been helpful if he were more enthusiastic about being a spokesperson for this? Absolutely. But at the very least today, there's a whole bunch of headlines on basically every sports and news website that says LeBron James confirms he has taken the COVID-19 vaccine, and that's probably a positive more than a negative. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped below 3%, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big. You could lower your monthly payment and prepare yourself for a better financial future. But you've got to act now. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number
3030. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, it changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mid-South Fair at Landers Center in South Haven is back with family fun, live music, and delicious fair food September 23rd through October 3rd. Visit MidSouthFair.com for information on discounted wristbands and admission, live music schedules, and more.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we gossed and gossed Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm, and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new gossip Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at gossip Kia. Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down. Sold in 716-1784. MSRP 20,500. Forte ME40825. MSRP 20,055. Rio ME427894. MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Must finance through Kia on low APR. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to Amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The beautiful, elegant, and award-winning Peabody Hotel is looking for you to join our award-winning food and beverage team. We offer flexible hours and elegant surroundings. Apply at PeabodyHotelsAndResorts.com/careers or call us at 901-529-4000.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Touchdown!
Hey,
Memphis loves sports like we do? Fan harder with USA Today Sports Plus, the new sports news app that delivers all the insights, all the reports, live and direct to your phone. Download it from the Apple and Google Play stores today. USA Today Sports Plus. Fan harder.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's weekdays, 9 to 11. It's right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
You fired up about Colorado State and Air Force coming into the Liberty Bowl and FedEx Forum, because it appears at some point in the future, those two schools, according to our friend Brett McMurphy, are going to be members of the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, fired up? I would say not fired up. No. I would say not fired up, but fine. You know, I mean, let's be honest. Memphis is still trying to get out, right? I mean, so...
I mean, that's the hope, is that by the time they come here, you're gone.
Exactly. I mean, Memphis has not given up on being gone, and so I guess those are perfectly reasonable schools to add. Perfectly happy. I'd be happy to do road trips to those places. But I think the hope is that by the time they are joined, you're gone. That's exactly right.
And one of the interesting notes, and this is something I had written about a few weeks ago, that I thought, I mean, it became obvious because Mike Oresko, the commissioner of the AAC, said, like, publicly, we are going to go try to get other schools now. It became obvious that the AAC was going to be the next to try to expand among the big football-playing conferences. And one of the points I'd made is that, you know, when the Big 12 was expanding, they could look at any non-Power 5 school and say, if we want them, we can take them. Any Power 5 school.
Right.
And I, you know, I sort of wondered, like, once the Big 12 made it clear they might expand again, the AAC is not in a position where they can look at anybody that's not already in their league or a Power 5 conference and say, if you want to come with us, come with us. Because... Right. If you're Boise State, you're probably thinking along the same lines as the University of Memphis, which is when the Big 12 expands again, we're in good shape. So why would we jump to the AAC if, A, Memphis could be leaving at some point, or, B, we might not ever need the AAC because we're going to the Big 12? And it is being reported today that the AAC did not only pursue Colorado State and Air Force, also pursued Boise State and San Diego State, and both passed, presumably because they are also holding out hope that maybe, just maybe, they can be Big 12 schools too.
Right, and the fear from Memphis's perspective is that, you know, the next time it comes around, the Big 12 comes around, they're going to say, let's say they take two more, because that's been the rumor, that ultimately they'll take two more. Maybe the Big 12 will say, you know what, we really want to look west here, and we're going to take Boise State and San Diego State. And then that would be another blow. You know, so you got to keep winning. You've got to keep performing. You've got to keep filling up stadiums. You've got to keep one reason that Cincinnati was obvious when they, you know, when it became clear that the Big 12 was going to expand is because Cincinnati's been kicking ass. Right? I mean, they have other things going for them, too. But the truth of the matter is, as we've said many times, Cincinnati doesn't matter in Cincinnati nearly as much as Memphis matters in Memphis. Cincinnati's not a giant city like Houston or something. So why was Cincinnati? Oh, you gotta have Cincinnati because they're an awesome football team right now, and it's incumbent on Memphis to continue to be an awesome football team and hope the next time around it goes better.
Yeah, and the only reason Boise State would be an attractive candidate is because it has historically been a strong football program. So it is very important. Memphis can't really change its television market, can't really change its enrollment, but the only thing that can change that will matter is football, one way or the other. And obviously maintaining, I think, is good enough. Improving would be even better. But if that football program, and I have no reason to think it will, but if that football program were to go the wrong way over the next 2 years, it could have, I don't think this is hyperbole, ramifications that set the university back for decades. Because if
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. If they win, you know, six games this year and then come back with another, you know, whatever, indifferent season next year, I think it changes the way right now Memphis is kind of perceived as, you know, and like, had they won Saturday, people would have said, well, of course they won Saturday. That's a really good football program. I mean, that's how people think of Memphis. You see what's happening in the NFL right now. Tony Pollard was, you know, cranking up the yards again last night. I think Memphis, obviously not a strong enough brand to get in, but Memphis has developed a football brand, and it's important to keep that brand strong.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, because if you are just a borderline candidate for the Big 12, as you are, along with, say, Boise State and San Diego State and, you know, whatever else, then if that football program goes the wrong way, you know, you're giving them another reason to pass you up.
Right.
And so you just cannot do that. Like, again, I don't think this is hyperbole. There's more pressure on Ryan Silverfield to keep this football program at a high level than any pressure that was ever on Justin Fuente or Mike Norvell, because this is the time where, like, we've always thought that there's a chance Memphis could go to the Big 12 because we see Memphis in all of its potential. And so we're like, why would the Big 12 want to take some of these other universities over the University of Memphis? But the truth is, as long as we've been doing this, as it pertains strictly to Big 12 realignment, the people who cover the Big 12 or who cover the sport nationally have never really thought of Memphis as a legitimate candidate ahead of any of the schools that are now heading to the Big 12. This time they are, though. This time you have people like Brett McMurphy, like Ross Dellinger, you know, like Pete Thamel, saying if the Big 12 expands again, Memphis has a real shot. And I don't know that they've ever really said that before. So this is an opportunity to maybe finally break through, but a lot of it's going to be reliant on that football program, not only bouncing back from what just happened Saturday, but, you know, bouncing back and then remaining to whatever degree it can nationally relevant.
It's interesting because I'm headed to the Memphis Open, you know, practice and whatnot at the basketball facility. But when you put it that way, I think the next 2 years for Memphis basketball could be fabulous, historic, fun, all of this. But you can make an argument that the next 2 years of Memphis football are more important than the next 2 years of Memphis basketball for exactly the reasons you express.
Like, it's a little, you know, twisted up and backwards thinking, given the way that we view the importance of basketball in this city. You know, we do, you know, follow and care about that football program, but men's basketball is what moves the needle in this market. And obviously the potential with the men's basketball program is forever higher than the potential of the football program for reasons that I hope are obvious. But there's no question, if the goal is actually to get to the Big 12, what happens in football over the next few years is much more important than what happens in basketball, because frankly, basketball does not matter. It's why Kansas can't get into the Big Ten. It's why Syracuse was left out of ACC expansion the first time around, even though it had months earlier won the national championship and, like, led the nation in attendance. Basketball, I don't want to say it does not matter at all, but it is so secondary to the things that actually do matter. And among the things that actually do matter is football. So as twisted up as that might seem on a surface level, I don't think it's even debatable. If your goal as a Memphian is to see Memphis get into the Big 12, it is much more important that you fill up the Liberty Bowl than FedEx Forum. It is much more important that the football Tigers win at a high level as opposed to the basketball Tigers.
It's amazing, given that at a high level for the basketball Tigers could literally be a national championship.
Right.
And yet it is more important that Memphis football, you know, wins the AAC.
There's no – like, it's not even debatable, which is, again, it just speaks to the difference in the two sports. I can remember there was a time when I first got to CBS where we had one college football writer, Dennis Dodd. We had one college basketball writer, me. That was it. That was the whole staff. That was the whole college athletic staff. It was me and Dodd. And so during football season, and I really enjoyed this time, I would be asked, you know, to go cover football games on Saturdays all over the country until basketball season started, just to help out. And I was always willing because I got to go to some amazing places that I otherwise would never go to. Like, I've been to Michigan. I've been to Notre Dame. Michigan for a football game. Notre Dame for a football game. Alabama, Florida State, Florida. I've been to the Rose Bowl. I've been to the L.A. Coliseum. Like, all of these incredible places. And I would write a column. And I had no responsibilities other than fly in, go to the game, write 750 words, next morning, get back on a plane, come back home. That was the extent of my responsibilities. And at the end of the year, when you would get a report, if you would ask for it, say, hey, just can you send me my most read columns of the year? It was all football columns. even though I might have written six football columns a year, but my most read columns, I'd say five of the six were going to be football columns. It was going to be an Ohio State football column that I wrote back in October, just because more people care about, watch, and read college football than college basketball, and it's not even close. It's why when I hear some of my colleagues, you know, get a little over the top with college basketball, like, this is the best sport in the world, and there's nothing better than this. I'm like, yeah, I really like it too, but the idea, but the idea that there's nothing as good as this, and certainly nothing as interesting, is just not true, and all of the metrics show that, which is why when these conferences hire these consultants, they tell them to look at A, B, C, D, E, F, and none of those things are going to be men's basketball.
You know what's better than as good or better than college basketball? The Manning Cast. I love the Manning Cast.
I actually got to, you know, there was hardly any baseball on last night. I didn't really have any work to do after I got home. So I actually got to turn it on and watch it. Like, as a family, we actually watched it. Like, I don't know that my wife and I and two little guys have ever sat on the couch and watched Monday Night Football. In fact, I'm certain we haven't. But last night, we did, and she could enjoy it. Like, she didn't care about the Cowboys or the Eagles or an NFL right. game in general. But, like, she could enjoy watching Peyton and Eli talk to LeBron. And I just think it's fabulous. Like, I watched it basically from start to finish, and I love it because it checks both boxes. This is when I listen to talk radio or listen to a podcast. Like, I'm not one of those who listens to everything. I listen to things that make me do two things. A, smarter. I want to listen to people who I think can make me smarter. I want to listen to people who I think can teach me something. And I want to listen to people who entertain me, who make me laugh. And somehow, Peyton and Eli strike that perfectly because they tell you things about football that you wouldn't even otherwise think about, at least somebody like me. They just see things that I don't even have. It's like I'm blind, you know, but they see it so clearly. And then they explain it. They talk about it. So I find that fascinating. Like, honestly, as somebody who watches football but doesn't coach it or play it, I am fascinated by the way they're watching that game, and I try to really pick up on what they're saying. And then they're also funny. Like, they both have good personalities, and they don't take themselves, at least in that setting, too seriously. So they're making me smarter and entertaining me, and that's a great way to spend a few hours.
And Eli didn't know that you could not blur out double
blur. Okay, let me say something. I mean, they make me smarter strictly about football. I don't know about all the other stuff. It was actually laugh out loud funny because Eli is sitting there telling the story, and he's like, you got a 9-year-old double bird. And the next thing you know, he's double birding live on TV. And then he's doing it, and he's like holding it there. Like people are taking pictures of it. Like, hey, don't take your double birds down yet. Let me get one more page just holding them there. And then he's like, it must occur to him at some point, this is probably not something I should be doing. And he's like, I'm sure you can blur that out, as if blurring out live television is an actual thing. Like, there's a reason why we saw Janet Jackson's titty on the Super Bowl, because you can't blur out live television that quickly. And so it was just hilarious that he did it. Like, the story by itself was funny. But then the fact that then he goes to That's just somebody who's not used to working in live television. He's like, he wasn't really saying, I'm assuming you can blur this out, as much as he was saying, oh, I hope you can blur this out. And of course, you can't. But it made another great moment. Like, that's, for three straight weeks, they've done this. And for three straight weeks, people have enjoyed it and spent part of the next day talking about it. And if you can do that on television, you're doing good television.
Well, and the little hips thing he did was good, too. You know, the popping of the hips. I'm sure that was planned, right?
Of course. I saw somebody make this point, and it's 100% true.
Yeah.
Folks, you're seeing people tweet, like, oh, these guys, it's Peyton and Eli just sitting around watching a football game, talking to each other like brothers. That's not what that is. They're not just all like, all right, guys, we're starting in 60 seconds. We'll tell you when a commercial break is. Like, a lot of this stuff isn't obviously scripted word for word, but there was a moment where a producer, well in advance of last night, said, okay, in the C block, we're going to show Dax warm-up, and then Eli, if you could show that in your own home and have fun with it, that's where we'll do that, in the C block. And so, yes, that's planned. Like, Eli didn't just randomly decide to get up and show what Dak was doing.
No, but I think a lot of the jokes, like when Jalen Hurts, Nick Saban's on, Jalen Hurts throws one of his few good passes of the night, and Eli cracks, look at that nice play by the former Oklahoma quarterback.
Right.
It was just, like, there's a lot of stuff that is – They're clever and snarky off the cuff in a way that's very appealing.
Oh, sure. And like the part where Peyton was reading through all of the critiques of him, like, need to speak a little more slowly and need to explain these football terms. Like, that was clearly planned. Like, hey at some point, sure, Peyton, run through these criticisms of you and have fun with it. And then Eli responds, and so then Peyton's like, Eli, so what do you got? He's like, I don't know. Mom told me I'm doing great. You know? Like, that was, I don't know that line was planned, but that moment was planned. Clearly.
That was clear. And I suspect that line was planned, too. Sure. Mom says I'm doing great. I think that was probably planned.
Right. And then the other thing.
No, it's tremendous. It's really good.
And I heard you talking about it this morning with Jeffrey. And, like, you get, like, I saw people who actually hate LeBron James, for whatever reason, saying last night, oh, LeBron, seems likable. LeBron is, Peyton and Eli made LeBron, like, really open up. And then, of course, this morning you were talking about, they had Nick Saban laughing and giggling.
Right.
And we don't usually see Nick Saban laughing and giggling. And this is something I've noticed with Howard Stern over the years, that, when Howard Stern interviews somebody, he gets them to talk about things you don't normally hear them talk about. Because I think there's a dynamic in play when a famous person is being interviewed by somebody who is similarly famous, or in many cases more famous, they are compelled to, they're not the most, they might not be the most important person in this room, and they are normally the most important person in this room. So you conduct yourself in a different way. In other words, if I were interviewing Nick Saban on live television, he would not be giggling like that. He would just listen to my questions, and he would just answer them. But because it's Peyton and Eli, an entirely different vibe is in place, and I don't care whether it's Gronk. Now, Gronk might just be that way with everybody, but it's Gronk, if it's Matt Stafford, Nick Saban, LeBron James, because it's Peyton and Eli, they are A, honored to be there on whatever level, but be willing to talk about whatever they want to talk about in whatever way they want to talk about it, because this is Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Like, these are my peers, as opposed to just somebody who works in television asking me questions on television.
I think it's the same thing as if I was interviewing Elon Musk as opposed to Bill Gates interviewing Elon Musk, right? I mean, it would just be a very different conversation because of the power relationship. There's no question, and it's more. It can be fine, but there are limitations to that as well. They're not going to ask the hard questions because they're pals, right? I mean, they're ultimately pals. There were no hard questions to ask last night, but that's not what it was supposed to be about. But fundamentally, you get a much more natural conversation without the imbalance of power relationships.
I will say, like, you know, if you're going to have LeBron James on the cast, I'm interested in that. If you're going to have Nick Saban, I'm interested in that. I do wonder if at some point you run out of people that are, like, must-watch, you know, in that sense. And then we get to a point, and I think some people are already at this point, like, the best parts are Peyton and Eli. It's not Peyton and Eli talking to somebody else. Now, Gronk might be the exception. LeBron
might be.
I didn't love Gronk.
I actually didn't love the Gronk part. I do think Peyton and Eli, like, because then they tend to focus more on the game.
Right.
Right. You get a little more of the game then. I like them talking to themselves. I don't think you need a celebrity. And I think the celebrities have been, some have been better than others. You know, I guess, you know, Gronk to me didn't even look like he was paying attention. Like, I guess that was part of the humor of it. But I don't know, with Gronk, I kind of wanted to be watching the game a little more.
Right. That's the other thing is you, and I saw Pat McAfee talking about this earlier today. He was watching the, you know, Manning cast, and there was a change of downs on a failed fourth down conversion. And Pat McAfee's tweeting, like, he didn't fumble? Why? What are they doing? And everybody responded, dude, it's a change of downs, turnover on downs. And he was like, I didn't even realize it because I was just listening to Peyton and Eli. I wasn't even watching the game. So I do think that there's a balance there that could maybe improve. But and if I were in charge of it, I might want to cut it down to two guests. Like, let's have a second-quarter guest and a third-quarter guest. But in the first quarter and the fourth quarter, let's let Peyton and Eli focus on the game and tell us what's happening. I think that might be a preferable approach. But either way, so far, so good.
Yeah, really good. No, really good.
All right, I'll let you get inside the Lori Walton Family Basketball Center, and we'll talk about the Tigers tomorrow.
CGP.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear that three's a charm at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah, so I'm ready to trade up to a Kia sales event with you, my man.
That's right, Randy. Three rides, all just $248 a month. Take your pick from a 2022 Kia Soul LX, 2021 Kia Forte LXS, or a 2021 Kia Rio LXS. Your choice, $248 a month.
And Soul, longer, better warranty than Honda or Nissan. Forte, more passenger volume and thousands less than Honda Civic. And Rio, higher MPG and thousands less than Corolla, plus you'll get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME40-2825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME427-894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, fee of $695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer's only.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. Just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. You could take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked real well for Jerry. Had a home out in Kyrville, wanted to sell it. Once Josh went to work, home was sold in just a couple of days, and it was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hisaw. Your story can be the next one. Understand, anybody can sell your home in this market. That's not hard, but only Josh Hisaw can get you all of the money that you actually deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason, at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147 is the number. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHisaw.com.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors, and don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Hello, this is Trey Norcross of Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for affordable luxury, legendary safety, and a family-owned and operated dealership, come to Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for a dealership that treats you like an honored guest in their home, come to Volvo of Memphis. At Volvo of Memphis, it's our goal to build lasting relationships one satisfied customer at a time. Volvo of Memphis, the difference you deserve. And remember, drive safe, drive a Volvo, and go Vols.
Visit Volvo of Memphis at 7910 Trinity Road or online at volvoofmemphis.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
You know, having really fast internet matters, but when there are four, five, even six things connected to my Wi-Fi at the same time, it's the Wi-Fi speed that I pay attention to. Enter Xfinity. They offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. And that's a big deal, maybe because you're a gamer or a streamer or video chatter, or maybe you're like me and have a big home studio that sucks up some serious bandwidth. Whatever your case may be, you need Wi-Fi that can keep up with your lifestyle and all of the devices that come with it. You need Xfinity, because Xfinity knows fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Now through October 11th, ask how to get a special offer of $300 back when you get gig speed internet, or get started with up to 50 megabits per second download speed for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Click, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/11/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Speculated on in recent weeks, now confirmed by Drew Hill, Daily Memphian, you will have to be able to show proof of at least one vaccination shot or have a negative COVID test taken within a 72-hour period to attend Grizzlies games and Tiger games inside FedEx Forum this season. According to Drew, the Tigers and the Grizzlies are expected to formally announce these plans later this week in the coming days. And so, again, we've believed that this was going this direction for about a week now, now confirmed by Drew Hill at the Daily Memphian. Some other details, they will stick with the Shelby County mandate about mask indoors. Right now, the Shelby County Health Department recommendation is that if you are indoors in, you know, a place like FedEx Forum, that a mask should be required. And until that is changed, vaccinated or unvaccinated, if you are at a Grizzlies or Tigers game, you will have to wear a mask. And children 2 and up will have to wear a mask. And so what I was hoping is that you'd get vaccine mandate with no mask inside. But again, this is, you know, coming from Shelby County, not the Grizzlies. And until that policy is changed, that mask mandate indoors is changed, then it will be in effect at FedEx Forum. So I understand it. I just would prefer it the other way. Mm. But just like I've said for, you know, feels like nearly 2 years now, I'll do whatever they tell me to do. You know, whatever the health officials say, that's what I'm happy to do. And so I do applaud FedEx Forum, the people who run the Grizzlies, and the folks at the University of Memphis who are willing to do this to create a safer environment in downtown Memphis for big sporting events. You know, this is not going to be in place everywhere throughout the NBA or in college basketball, but it will be in place here. And, you know, from my perspective, it's an undeniably good thing. I don't care about what you think your freedoms are. If you are so angry you'll never step foot in the building again, that's fine with me too. I'm for doing what's right.
Yeah.
And this is what's right.
I think attendance will be okay.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever. I don't care. Like, I just, we talked about it last week. How do you think this will go over? I don't care how it'll go over. Sometimes you have to not care about how things will go over in the spirit of just doing the right thing. And the Grizzlies and the Tigers are now doing the right thing. They're doing the safe thing. They're doing the smart thing. They're doing the advice thing. So will it go over well everywhere? Of course not. I mean, I'm already getting stupid comments in my Twitter mentions. But, like I said last week, I just reiterate it. I do not care how to go over. Sometimes you just got to do the right thing and the smart thing with little, if not no, regard for how to go over. And in the middle of a global pandemic that's killed more than 600,000 Americans, seems like a perfectly reasonable place to do the right thing regardless of how it will go over. And it still is just wild to me, the comments you get on this topic, because these people who reply, or whether it's about the Bradley Beal thing yesterday or now this, they actually think they're making a good point. And to anybody with even an elementary level understanding of this virus and vaccine, it's just not a good point. Like, I've never seen so many people so certain that they're making a good point with no understanding of how stupid, and that's the only and nicest way I can put it, stupid, the point they're making actually is. This guy on Justin, a guy on Twitter named Justin, he just, like, I've been having this in my Twitter mentions for, like, you know, more than 24 hours now because of the Bradley Beal tweet from yesterday.
Right, right.
And I had one of my buddies like, hey, why don't you just put these people in their place? Because I'm not going to spend all day long arguing with people who don't matter on Twitter. I'm just not going to do it. If I'm going to argue, I'll do it on Facebook. It's a much better place to argue. Just because you can type entire paragraphs and make your points and really bury people with one post. Twitter, you're limited in how many letters you can type. And it's just, I found it to be an ineffective place to argue. And so I'm just not going to spend, I got other things to do. I'm not going to spend my time arguing with people who ultimately don't matter on Twitter. But, like, don't think that I couldn't if I wanted to. So, like, this guy on Twitter named Justin, when I tweet that, you know, credit to Drew Hill, he's confirmed what had been speculated on in recent weeks, that FedEx Forum is going to have a vaccine mandate for Tigers and Grizzlies games, and if you're not vaccinated, at least one shot, you're going to have to show proof of a negative test within 72 hours. And this Justin guy, his response was this: it's good that you can't give or get COVID if you have the vaccine, you know, sarcastically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain he thinks that's a good point because some other idiot told him it is. But it's such an ignorant thing to type on September 28, 2021. Because what we do know is that, yes, you can get COVID if you're vaccinated. And you can pass COVID if you're vaccinated. But what we do know, see, these people, they always stop there. But the information doesn't stop there. What we know is that you are less likely to get it and less likely to pass it if you are vaccinated. So if you have an arena filled with vaccinated people, an arena FedEx form filled with vaccinated people, the potential spread is drastically smaller than it otherwise would be with 10 or 12 or 17,000 unvaccinated people. Like, this information is all out there. I would have more respect for people who just say, you know what? I don't care about myself. I don't care about the people around me. I'm not getting the vaccine, period. I would have more respect for those people if they just dug in, labeled themselves completely selfish, and called it a day. I'd be like, all right, well, you know, I can't really argue with that. I can't make you care. The people that are much more frustrating are the ones who think they know what they're talking about and they just don't. And every once in a while when I tweet something or say something, people say, oh, Gary Parrish thinks he's a doctor. I actually don't. I know I'm not a doctor. You know who I am? I'm somebody who reads a lot, asks a lot of questions, and most importantly, listens to doctors. So I don't come on here trying to present myself as a doctor. I merely present myself as somebody who listens to doctors, who doesn't have to be told the same thing over and over again. That stupid point that stupid guy made on Twitter has been addressed 50 million times. Why does it need to be addressed 50 million times? Like, after one time when you said, well, hey, doc, it's the same thing stupid Bradley Beal said yesterday. Well, I would ask the vaccinated, why are you keep getting COVID? Yo, bro, we've been over this. Hey, I'll answer that question if you'll actually listen and then never bring it up again. We can move on to other things. But so many of these people, whether it's Bradley Beal or Justin on Twitter, they don't want to actually learn anything. They don't want answers to their stupid questions. They want to keep asking their stupid questions. You see this on cable news a lot, too. One station in particular. They keep asking these questions. Was the vaccine rushed? We'll talk about that next. What? Why are you asking questions that have already been answered? How about answer the question so that the people watching will actually have some information? It's just incredibly frustrating. And I'm dealing with this not just on social media, but in my personal life as well with people who I know. They speak from a place of total ignorance. And if you try to explain to them as politely as you could why their questions that they have are actually very easy to answer and their concerns aren't rooted in reality, they won't even listen to you. They're not interested in learning. I don't have any patience or respect or tolerance for people who aren't interested in learning. If you have genuine, like, you know, serious questions, I can be respectful of that. But once we answer them, and not me, but the greatest medical minds in this country, once they answer those questions, they shouldn't be questions anymore. And yet you get the same questions every day from these people coming from just nonsensical points of view. And it will be the thing that spurs this FedEx Forum decision, the debate on Facebook and any other social media. Perhaps we'll even have protest out there in the plaza. Regardless, FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies and the Tigers did a really good thing today. As I said last week, we have to reach a point as a community and by extension a country where we stop letting the nonsensical people have a voice in things. We've got to stop catering to the willfully ignorant. If you want to be intentionally dumb on this very serious topic, then that's, you know, there's nothing I can do about that or anybody else can do about that. But we don't have to listen to you anymore. We don't have to cater to you anymore. And if that means you have to watch Tiger games and Grizzly games on TV or listen to them on the radio, well, then that's what it means. Fine with me. Be back with Dinner to Go.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
The Ram Power Days and Jeep Adventure Days are here, and you need to get ready to roll in your new ride from Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. How about maximum performance at a minimum price? New 2021 Chrysler 300 Touring, $449 a month. You need a workhorse? We Gossett covered with 2021 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman, only $497 a month. And get most available safety and security features in its class with the 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L, now $499 a month. Plus, you'll get top dollar for your trade at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best, or shop online anytime at GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
300 MH62505, MSRP 34440, 1500 MS578561, MSRP 39930. Cherokee MA10 3202, MSRP 50,490. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 and free bets instantly, no matter what. And this football season, all customers can swing big with DraftKings same-game parlays. Same-game parlays allow you to combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. This week, place a same-game parlay on any NFL game, and you'll be credited up to $25 if your bet loses. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WMFS to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's code WMFS this week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
The BMW R18 has arrived at Performance Plus Cycles, a new cruiser from BMW with timeless design and modern technology. Built in Berlin by motorcycle riders with a passion from BMW heritage, the R18 has an iconic look with an open drive shaft, and at 1,802cc, the BMW R18 has the largest boxer engine BMW has ever built, boasting 116 pound-feet of torque. Come in for a test ride today and experience the BMW R18 for yourself. Make life a ride. Performance Plus Cycles.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shellbox option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shellbox option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
After 20 years on the same sideline, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick meet this weekend as opponents. It's the GOAT quarterback against the GOAT head coach, and you can be a part of the epic showdown.